This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Took a drive across town last week to the city of El Segundo, just south of the airport. Made pretty good time, which was nice. Anyway, we pulled up in front of a brand new building in a mostly warehouse-looking district.
Good morning. It's nice to have you here.
It's cool to be here, honestly.
That's Jeannie Buss. She's the reason we were there. She's the president and CEO of the Los Angeles Lakers.
This is the UCLA Health Training Center, the Lakers training facility.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice, nice building, as befits a sports franchise worth more than $3 billion. But the Lakers are more than just a basketball team, right? They are a global brand and one of the great teams in NBA history, although not recently and not really this season yet, but more about that in a minute. Fundamentally, the Lakers are, and this is the way Jeannie's dad, longtime owner of the team, Jerry Buss, would have wanted it, they're an entertainment company with outsized influence. But you got to deliver on the court, and lately, as I said, the Lakers haven't. So Jeannie Buss went after, and she got this past offseason, LeBron James, the best basketball player in the world right now, and she brought him to this building. There is tons of natural light, clean modern lines, also a whole lot of purple and gold, all with the business of basketball firmly in mind.
We moved here just over a year ago. We had outgrown our other training facility, which is just a couple blocks away. Yeah. And our entire revenue generating arm was in a building across a parking lot. So we were a very divided company.
So this was, as we sit here overlooking basketball courts, and I mean, there's like three basketball courts on there, whatever it is.
Yes. This
was a strategic investment for the company.
Yes, yes. The architects that we ended up choosing talked about how architecture could change culture in an organization. And that was, you know, exactly what we were looking to do. Back in 2012, we had a player by the name of Dwight Howard that played on the Lakers. And we were at our old facility. He came up to my office and he said, "Can I ask you something?" And I said, "Sure." And he goes, "Where are all the people that work here?"
Wow.
And it was then I realized that it was important for them to know how we operate behind the scenes. And so this building is a walkable building. There's no barriers that you can make a full circle without having to divert through anything or being stopped and backtracked. Right.
So let's go. We'll follow you. So I'm serious. We're going to walk and talk. So
okay. Right. So follow me.
Will do.
This way. And as you notice, we have, I think, six or seven conference rooms.
Yeah.
This one is called 2010. You can see the address on the front there.
For the last championship season,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. So each.
So when's the next championship season conference room? That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'd like to know. That's the million-dollar question.
When the Lakers are in town, is it busier around here? I mean, granted, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning, but...
Yes, when the Lakers are here, this would be when they would normally practice. Oh, right here is our G League coaching staff as they get ready for practice.
G League is the development
league,
right?
The South Bay Lakers is our team that we use to develop our draft picks, you know, bring in free agents that weren't drafted.
Yeah.
I'll take you in here to the war room. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
This is like where the draft is held.
And, you know, so we should say there are 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 or 5 like 90-inch television screens,
yes.
All of which are showing basketball or ESPN.
Of course.
But this, and you can hear the basketballs too.
Yes.
Because that's a G League practice.
The way that the building is designed is the basketball courts are at the center of the building. And when you hear the basketballs, it's kind of like the heartbeat of the building.
Oh, that's great.
And so now we're walking as if...
Oh, so there you go.
You know, we are one of the players.
Right.
We come
So there's weight rooms and training rooms.
Right.
Courts are over there.
The beautiful weight room.
Yeah, no joke. So this is a big, boomy space to start asking questions, but I'm going to because it's like this is the heart of the place, right? This is where the rubber meets the road. So what keeps you up at night then, right? What's your worst nightmare?
The thing that keeps me up right now is that the greatest player in the NBA, LeBron James, decided to come join us and be part of what we're building. And we've missed the playoffs every year for 5 years. So this is not what the brand was meant to be, and that's what our fans deserve to be back to what they're used to in terms of Lakers basketball. Having the best player has brought us back. It's elevated the brand. Now we just need to do that on the court.
I don't necessarily expect you to answer this question, but I kind of have to ask. Have you and LeBron and Luke Walton, your coach, and Magic Johnson, the director of basketball, and you know, Kobe and the other basketball greats, have you guys had the conversation among yourselves about, look, this season we're going to be rebuilding?
Yes. I mean, Magic definitely has a plan as to what we're doing. You know, when Magic came in and took over basketball operations, what I felt was, and why I had to make the change from our existing general manager and my brother, Jim, who oversaw basketball, was that there was no identity of Laker basketball.
Which is really interesting, because Laker basketball is like a brand name.
Exactly. And you can't establish anything when you're changing coaches every 18 months. So we'd had three coaches in 3 years, you know, and each one a great coach in himself, but you can't change a roster overnight. And so everything was not matched up right, and we were struggling and with no identity.
So this goes to something we see on Marketplace all the time, right? You were in uncertainty, and not only does regular business hate uncertainty, so too does the sports business and sports teams and the woman running this sports team, right? Uncertainty was killing you.
It was killing the brand. And it was, you know, when my father passed away, then Commissioner David Stern called me, and he said, Jeannie, don't let the team fail. Like, don't
no
run
pressure.
It into the ground.
Did he really say that?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
It would break your dad's heart. And so, you know, and it was difficult because I wasn't in charge of basketball. My brother was.
Right.
And I asked him, how long is it going to take you to get the team on track? And he gave himself a timeline, which as time went on, I realized it wasn't going to happen, and that's why I had to make the change that I did. But I took that to heart, and I wouldn't let this, you know, my dad had six kids.
Yep.
I think the Lakers were his favorite kid, really, when people ask me.
a word here about your family, right? I mean, Dr. Buss, your dad, Jimmy, your brother, who you worked with and then had to replace. You talk a lot. You talked about it in your book. Mm-hmm. You've talked about it in interviews, about how this is a family business.
Mm-hmm.
So those first couple of years when the commissioner of the league calls you and says, don't blow it with the family business, and then you have to fire your brother, what's that like?
It was very, very difficult. You know, my dad kind of set it up for us, but ultimately he gave me the authority and the power to make any changes that I saw necessary. One of the key components of that decision-making process was a conversation I had with Kobe Bryant. He said, what a player, an all-star player who's, you know, a free agent is going to look at an organization and how it operates, and making sure that there's somebody in charge who has authority to accomplish what the goals are. Meaning you've got to get the organization in the right position before anybody will consider investing his career in what you're doing. Right now, nobody knows what you guys stand for.
So here comes the poke in the eye question about making the change from prior management and your brother. You said you waited a number of years. Did you wait too long?
That was like my first comment publicly was, I apologize to Laker fans because perhaps I did wait too long. As you can hear the music starting.
Going. That's great.
It's funny because we actually have a DJ now on staff.
No.
Because, it's like these young players, they're used to multitasking. They're used to having music while they're doing whatever. Let me show you.
Yeah, lead us out of here, and then we'll get out of your hair. It's good. You know your way around. I don't have to go the wrong way.
Okay, this is my office.
Uh-huh. One, two, three,
I mean,
four.
Actually, this is the trophy room. I just happen to have my
office
desk in here. And so...
I will never again be this close to an NBA championship trophy. Let me just tell you that. That's cool. 87, 88, 2000,
The reason, you know, it was important the trophies were displayed so that the players could see them. This is the inspiration.
Right, and we overlook the court. And if they look up here, they will see these trophies hanging around.
Now, here's a great feature... Well, for me, is that...
Quick exit? What? Oh, look at that. You can come watch practice.
We have the balcony to watch practice.
This is nice, right?
Yeah,
come out here and just kind of watch, do some paperwork?
Yep. That's the war room.
Oh, so, sure, that we were in the conference room. Right, okay.
So I have this kind of, you know, back way to get into the basketball operations.
This is a really good snapshot of you being able to run the Empire, right? From your office to the courts to the war room, right?
Right. And, you know, again, going back to players wanting to know who's standing with them, who's behind them.
Totally.
You know, so it's we're all together in this.
That's awesome. That is great. Listen, I want to get out of your hair. Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate it. You were very generous with your time. We got the grand tour from the woman in charge of the Lakers. We saw Jerry Buss's collection of championship rings, which is kind of interesting. Also, former Lakers coach Phil Jackson's vision of heaven. Seriously, there's a video at marketplace.org. Austin never, never left.